The word today is choice. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Paul Schrader. Since God has given all people a free will, we therefore have a freedom of choice. And the choices we make determine, in large part, the course of our lives. Here with some guidelines is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Choice.
We're going to be talking about the will of God again. You know, it seems to me these questions are so profound. There are people, for instance, that will say, why doesn't God just destroy all evil? Why doesn't he just get rid of the devil and be done with it? Well, of course, you know, that seems rather profound at first until you think it through and you realize that, for one thing, God is not going to demand that you love him. You know, that's one thing about love. You cannot demand that somebody loves you. You can hope they do. You can wish they do. You can do things for them that you hope will translate into their choice of choosing to love you. But ultimately, there has to be a freedom of the will before you can love somebody. You have to choose to love somebody. And God has designed it the same way. God doesn't want to press a control button, panel button, and say, okay, now I want all of my creation to bow down. And then he presses a button, and all of us, like little robots, bend over and bow down. That's mechanical. That is not actually an act of love. It's not an act of volition. It is not something we choose to do. It would be something we are being controlled and forced to do. And God doesn't want that. God doesn't want us to obey because we have to, or we're afraid of what the consequence would be if we don't. You know, it kind of reminds me of the way some people raise their children. Have you ever noticed that some people teach their children to obey very quickly and almost immediately, almost like a Gestapo type of treatment? Well, there's no trick in doing that, honestly, especially if the child is a small child. It's very simple to teach a child to obey. All you have to do is threaten them, or in some other form tell them, look, you shape up or else. You don't get to do this or that. Now, that's not teaching a child to obey. The issue is to teach them to want to obey, to want to obey. Have you noticed that in your church that there are people that seem to raise their children with such severe discipline that they obey and they're just like little puppets? And then they get away to college and everything breaks loose. The girl comes home pregnant, or the guy gets into trouble with the police or whatever. And have you ever wondered how that could be? They seem to be so obedient. Well, what happened was they were taught to be obedient, but they were not taught to want to be obedient. The most important thing that Christian parents can do with their children, besides teaching them the faith and teaching them to know about the Lord Jesus Christ and what our lives are all about, is to teach them to want to obey, to choose to obey. That's the freedom of the will that God gives us. Now, if we didn't have the freedom of the will, if there wasn't evil in the world and there weren't choices like that, then there couldn't be love. Because you have to make a choice to love. And the same thing is true with your love of God. Now, believe it or not, the Christian is the only person who's totally free. We are totally free. The unbeliever is a slave to sin. They can't even choose to believe in God. They don't believe in God because they haven't been converted yet. Their mind and their choice can't do that. But a person who's been converted by the grace of God and the miracle of conversion now has a choice. You can go to hell if you want to. Isn't that frightening that there are some people that rebel and say, I'm going to choose to not follow God. I will choose my will over God's will. That's so frightening. Once in a while, when a Christian finds themselves in serious rebellion against God, the only hope is that something will happen, something dramatic will happen to bring them back to their senses and to wake them up and to cause them to repent. But the truth is, we have the freedom of the will. If we want to go away from God, we can. I feel so frightened saying that even, because there are so many people that are drifting into disobedience, drifting away from God. They don't even consciously realize it. They don't even know that they're getting weaker and weaker in their faith and drifting away from God and ultimately will rebel against God. That's so frightening. Let's get back to this freedom of choice. As a child of God, Jesus Christ living in us, we can choose to obey the will of God. We have that freedom by the Holy Spirit living in us to choose to obey God, to choose to serve Him. That's what we would call good works. We would say, well, let's live our life in thanksgiving to God. Let's live our lives in a way that will please Him. Let's worship regularly. Let's commune regularly. Let's study God's Word regularly. I mean by that daily, so that we get to know Him. And so we will be a much stronger witness for Christ whenever we have the opportunity to speak to someone about Christ. You can apply God's Word to almost every incident, almost everything in a person's life. And day by day, don't worry if they're not willing to listen to you today. Something can happen in their life tomorrow or next week or next month that'll totally turn them around, and they will be ready to listen. They will be open to what you have to say. So always be ready. Always be ready and prepared. What are you going to say? How are you going to say it? It would be a wonderful thing to practice that so that you're ready whenever the occasion comes and whenever the opportunity arises. It can happen at any time. So then the freedom of the will is the reason there can be something like love. You need to be free to choose. You need to have the freedom to decide who you're going to love. Now, in the life of a Christian, that will has been freed up by conversion. The will. You can even see this in the conversion of St. Paul, for instance, when he was Saul on the road to Damascus in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts. You can see that on his conversion, it was almost instantaneous. Not only was he converted, his will and everything about him was converted. And he gets to his feet again, and one of the first things he says is, "Lord, what do you want me to do? How can I serve you?" And so it is in the life of a person who becomes a child of God. Now, we talked recently on this program about the will of God, and we talked about some things that happen in the lives of Christians because we're living here on earth. Unfortunately, there hasn't been too much that's well written on this subject. It's kind of discouraging. Some of the people that have tried to write about the evil things that happen to good people here on earth have ended up with kind of a wishy-washy philosophy. Many of them are non-Christians, and as a result, they don't come out with clear, positive answers. The permissive will of God is something, let's take a little illustration. Let's say that a parent has a daughter or a son that is negligent in cleaning up their room. And so they've been given instructions. They've been told, you know, you clean up your room and you get the toys put away, you get this and that done, get your clothes all hung up and get the dirty wash down the chute into the washing machine and so on. And now, all of a sudden, the mother kind of has an inkling, or the father kind of an inkling, you know, that kid isn't going to obey. That kid isn't going to do it. They're not going to pick up their clothes. They're not going to straighten up their room. Now, you could, as their parents, you could prevent them from disobeying it, but you're not going to. You're going to be permissive in this sense. I want to see, are they going to do it this time? Are they really going to clean up their room this time? All right, now let's take that illustration. Okay, let's say at the end of the day you go in their room and it's still a mess. They haven't done a thing. Okay, they've acted and you have permissively let them disobey your will. It's the same thing with sin in our lives with God. Let's say you actually plan to commit a sin. Let's say you're actually thinking about telling someone off or whatever it might be. And God knows this. Now, he could strike you dead and say, there, now you can't carry out your plan. But he's probably not going to do that. You're going to keep going, and you go ahead and do something against the will of God. That's because in his permissive will, he's permitted you to do that, even though it's against his holy will. I think it's very important to understand these terms so that you don't get confused. Don't try to explain away something evil, accidents, and difficulties that come into people's lives by saying, well, it must be God's will. Not necessarily. Maybe you brought it on yourself. Maybe by your own disobedience or your own carelessness. There are a lot of things that happen in this life that are not the will of God. But God will take that incident or that dramatic need, whatever it is, and turn it for the good to those who love him. So then we have freedom of choice, freedom of will, because God wants us to choose to love him. I'm talking the we are those that have been converted, those that are children of God. And we also understand the will of God, his permissive will. There's a lot of evil in this world. Someday he will put an end to that, and we will have his perfect will in heaven. And he has told us in the meantime, for those who are his children, he will turn all these evil things, even the bad and terrible things, even our death, he will turn into positive things because we are his children, and he promises to give us life eternal.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? Part of any ministry and personal faith in Jesus Christ is the element of prayer. That's why we are offering a free copy of Pastor Paul Schrader's booklet called Prayer. In this small but powerful booklet, you'll learn about the purpose and the power of prayer. Ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.